having the best dream. Can it not wait just a bit longer? Jeez, just give me 5 more minutes. Stupid clock. It's the damn weekend. What could be so important for it to wake me up this Wait a minute. Weekend? What day is it? Oh, shit! Today is my AMA and I'm already late! Oh, I gotta go get myself ready! My shoes, my top, my... Fuck it, I'm magical. I can do more than that. This is why I love magic. Should be done in record time. Huh. Already good to go and with 15 minutes to spare. But I wonder if I can fit it in. I mean, it has been a very busy year. Oh yeah! That's the stuff! Just keep those dirty, dirty thoughts coming, big girl. Ugh. Oh, why did I hold off on this for so long? I think it's coming. Oh, wait. Yes, yes, it's coming. This is it. Here I come. Ugh, fuck. Ugh. Damn it. Too much stress. It's mornings like these, a girl just can't blow a load. What time is it now? 2 minutes? Shit! Really got myself lost there. Looks like I gotta rain check this for now. As they say, business before pleasure, and the bitch can wait. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? Woo! Yes! Perfect landing, baby! Too much disbelief for you to suspend. Or too busy checking me out earlier. No matter. It's time to start the show! Hi! Everyone's favorite trickster, warrior, and all-round muscle goddess, Lana, here. And welcome to the first AMA starring... me. Oh, by the way, that's Ask Me Anything to the normals out there. Oh, and in case you don't remember me from last time, it involved sexy workouts. Yeah, I always love working out on my muscles. Corny background music. Plenty of ripped clothes. And a whole lot of this. You're welcome.
It's always a pleasure seeing you flex those lovely muscles.
I know, right? What the hell? Who the fuck are you? And what are you doing in my goddamn penthouse?
I'm the announcer you hired last night from the show. You needed someone to give you the questions your user submitted last year, and you picked me from the crowd in the bar. In fact, you do remember how you hired me, right?
Oh, well, yeah, of course I do. What I did to hire you can't be that bad, right? All right, ladies. I'm doing an AMA tomorrow, and I am in need of an announcer to, well, announce. Someone with personality, talent, all that stuff. I normally got standards for picking someone worthy, but I'm too drunk off my ass and time is short, so I'll do this instead. first one among you to survive motorboating into these babies gets the job. So, who's in? Or should I say, who's in? Did that really happen?
Yeah, and I was the only one who lasted more than 10 seconds without knocking myself out in those boulders you call your tits. Sure, I lost a tooth, but it was still worth it. Been thinking about getting a golden tooth anyways.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Well, lesson learned, people. Never make hiring choices when you're too drunk off your ass to think straight.
Too bad I didn't get a I survived worshipping the trickster's tits and all I got was this stupid t-shirt.
Okay, I think I've heard enough. Can we just...
I mean, I'm amazed I didn't get a concussion out of those. Seriously, I mean, those things should not be handled without the use of a hard hat.
Hey, can we just start with the first question, please?
Okay. Well, as far as I read it, you were snoring up a storm last night. Anyways, the question's chosen to be the best based on originality, interest, and running to see what makes a good answer. In short, questions worthy of answering the way Lana can. So, let us start with the first question. Our first question comes from One It Van, and it asks, if you have to choose between two different types of men, one muscular guy who always trains with you whenever you go to the gym, or one scrawny guy who always loves to see your dominatrix side, as date or to be in some kind of relationship, who would you pick?
Okay, wow, that's a tough one. Muscular guy who will always train and flex by my side, or a scrawny worshiper? Real tough one. No, it isn't! The answer is neither, and I'll explain, sweetie. I am a proud, unconventional type of woman, you see.
Lana, you do know they can't see your air quotes. This isn't a televised interview.
And neither will the sight of an incoming battle axe to your face! But I promise to be sure as fuck they'll hear it! Anyway, darling, if time teaches me anything, it is all bullshit, really. I say just take life, go all ass in and hope for the best. Worked 7 out of 10 times for me. That said, time to dive into your two men. Starting with the beefcake. I don't know about you, but who wouldn't want to go all up on that hot, glistening, bulging beef?
Lana!
What? Huh? Oh, where was I?
Somewhere on the corner of beefcake and stick.
Oh, right. Anyway, as much as I do love to grab all that manly muscle, the truth? It better come with a lot more than that. If you think a hot, hard body now is what it takes to get me in the sack later, don't be surprised if I pop his nuts like grapes in the climax. As for Stick Boy, if I was still a villain, definitely. But it's no fun in treating someone like shit and still let them worship the ground you walk on, sexual or otherwise. I rather any who can kick my ass than kiss it any day. Though, I'm never one to skimp out on kinky leather. Kinky leather. So, to you, Onit Van. Sorry to disappoint with my response, but that's how I roll. I'm better off more with someone who is a self-respecting, willing to be confident, assertive fellow than what you threw at me. And there's a fucking huge cop. next question.
Oh, I know this one is something that will satisfy your mental palate, Lana. This one's from Redneck Zero, and he asks, gonna go off the wall here. Barbecue beef, pork, or chicken?
Sorry, Redneck Zero, but I'll take all three.
I personally prefer pork.
Besides, did I somehow hurt you when you dare ask such a question to a hardcore carnivore such as myself? I'll do it by taking the biggest, meatiest chicken around, then shove so much pork and beef up its ass to its bursting point, and roast it all down with a honey and smoky barbecue sauce. Washing it all down with gallon after gallon of a fine lowland ale. Call it what you want, but it is a good lunch to me. What the hell is wrong with me? I never acted like this. In fact, I only feel this way when I... the shower!
What's wrong, Lana? Are you okay? You seem really tense after answering that question.
No, I'm fine. Really fine. What's the worst that can happen, you say? Yeah, says my black furry ass. Really should have finished it off back at the shower. Now I'm here with a growing orgasm that can blast an army tank off the ground and doing it with a stupid fucking smile on my face. Come on, big girl. You can do this. You can't do this. Just finish this and you can blow. 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 See? Fine. I'm ready. So, be a sweetie and toss in another question my way.
Alright. This one's from God Forto, and he asks, have you always been this huge? If not, what is your secret to reach this size? Have you issues for finding clothes with your size? Have you any rivals? Are you sure you're all right?
What? Of course I am. Just having Showtime jitters, that's all. It's not like I'm holding back an explosive orgasm or something like that.
Oh, wait, what?
Shit, did I just say that out fucking loud? Yeah, I did. Fuck. At this rate, I don't know what's going to give. The goods or my legs and ass just holding it all back. Whoa, I never knew my thighs can swell up that much. All those leg days really paid off in spades. Just look at those dark, meaty tree trunks. Could crush a girder in these or even a big, fat, juicy, throbbing. Slammed so hard up in my... Wait, no, that's too hot. Come on, big girl, get your shit together. You can get through this. Two more, and then you can go messy Niagara from here. Damn, the dweeb is still looking at me with my legs bursting out of my leggings. Say something, damn it!
You know, we can hold off on this until you recover from whatever it is you're going through. It's just a recording, after all.
No, I'm fine. Really fine. Can't say the same for my legged boots, though. Just forget what I said earlier. It was a bit of a slip, that's all.
Yeah, more like a Freudian slip.
Remember, me, promise, this axe, your face. Well, Godfara, in this order. 1. Not since the 1800s, but keeping myself fit ever since then, adapting myself from chucking medicine balls around like an idiot to weight machines so complex they could double as torture devices. Overall, I do whatever it takes to keep this physique longer than anyone alive. 2. If I just tell you, it would not be much of a secret now, would it? But I can say that these muscles aren't made with magic. real since 1862, baby! Three. A bit now and then. If I want a specific type of dress for an event, I entrust that to my trusted group of tailors. The rest, done by me. I'm equally a mistress of the seams than I am of the forge, as many my fans led you to believe. Four. Rivals? Ha! Take a number. I tend to have a reputation of making more enemies than friends.
I think this one can take on a different turn. I hope you're ready for this one. This question is by Addict16. It's quite personal if that's all right with you.
I guess. What is it?
Okay. Did you ever miss the good old days of being human before as Lana Viander?
Well, yes. I would be lying if I said I did not miss the old me. I could not imagine a time of what life would have been had I never been cursed. The most obvious scenario would be me just living as a simple peasant girl, living life, growing old to my golden years. I mean, providing the plague didn't get me. And die, forever forgotten to history. But here's a thing you or anyone else doesn't expect me to say, and that is this. I'm okay with that. I accepted my fate and laid to rest my never-ending pursuit of breaking my curse for good. I do miss Lillian, but I feel that I would miss a lot more had I kept this fruitless pursuit. I've seen too many immortals become so somber, bitter, and even hateful of mortals, life and life itself, over the simple fact they can't be what they used to be. Me, I wear it like a badge of honor now. Centuries of personal evolution, bouts with the one catharsis after another, and growth of more than just my muscles, made me into the stunning magical titan you see before you.
Lana, again. They can't see your... Oh, shit!
Edax! See? I told you I kept my promises. So, VA Star, to sort of re-answer your question, I really don't miss it that much. But if there is one thing I would miss, it would be me being able to fit through doors, hallways, and even stalls, sans magic. Phew. That question really took my mind off that real fast. Can't say much about earlier. Damn. Maybe I overdid it with the axe. Could have settled with just punching him in the stomach instead. Uh-oh. He's coming too. Hey, you. sorry for throwing that axe at you. It's just that something in me really got me agitated, and it looks like you're about to piss yourself something awful. Hold on, folks. I'll be right back. I just need a few minutes to take care of this... yeah. So... are you okay now, buddy?
Uh-huh.
That's fantastic. You see, it's nothing that a calm talk, a loving hand, and an extra 10,000 to ward off a bout of attempted murder wouldn't fix. Oh, what? Don't look at me like that! You knew what you were getting into when you started listening. So... why don't you come off the floor, dust yourself off, and throw me that last question,
I think this is it. The home stretch! I feel so good right now that nothing can possibly go wrong at this point.
Okay, it's from Addict16 again, and it's a goodie. Lana Viander, I presume? Are you worried that your boobs will suddenly lactate again?
Say, don't you have something else that isn't, well, dirty?
Nope, sorry, not a one, Lana. And the voters really want to know about this one to have me say it.
Oh, come on, there's gotta be something better than that. I mean, this seat, I can't seem to take it.
Come again?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Alright, okay. Maybe we can delay this one for a bit. We'll go to the next one for now. Okay. CSR Andy asks...
Yes?
Lana, what's the difference of your feline form and your dragon form?
Oh, okay, that seems simple enough. Well, Caesar, for starters, I think you meant dragon, not dragoon. Though I had come across a few during my roundabouts during the Napoleonic Wars, but that's another story. Anyway, the difference is that my dragon form is taller, stronger, more built, and may have to get adjusted to standing on my toes. That form was a gift given to me by my close friend and ally, Junot, for, well, making sure I kept the royal bloodline safe. The form is a fusion between both high warrior and nursing class dragons. In short, a battle beastess with massive Wait, no. Okay. With a mountain-sized bosom made for nursing future bloodlines. But as a side bonus, I'm more resilient, have amplified magics, and physically stronger than my normal state. Phew, that was a close one. I'm ready to take on that question, for my mind is at ease, my will is strong and stable. And like a tsunami to a forest fire, the raging pussy is finally put out.
Okay, Vastar asks again, are you worried that your boobs will suddenly lactate again?
Ha! I'm ready! I'm so fucking ready! Okay, VA Star. The answer to that is not really, actually. Unless I want an excuse to ruin any good top when I flex my pecs hard. But then comes the infamous ooh-ow tits period. See, every 70 years, my chest gains a few extra cups and gets firm with my milk. Loaded with the same muscle-building, life-extending traits the planet itself has. Just a far more concentrated. Later, I learned it is what the pods at the base of the plant's leaves do when they reach maturity. Lasts for 8 months. Then shrinks back to a weaker state when that period's up. So, in a way, my ample bosom acts the same way like the pods. What's packing in these babies can beat any steroid or super serum by miles.
Do you think it has an effect on men too? I mean, if somehow one got lucky enough in eating or drinking whatever with that plant?
Definitely. Just, it does the same thing down there. Quick advice, I wouldn't want to wear pants or undies when that time comes. As such, having to live with a bust that grows in and out like the tides makes me a prime target to anyone who wants instant raw power. So, I take every precaution to make sure no one gets a drop out of them. There's a small window before its effects become permanent, so I carry an antigen potion to reverse it should someone get lucky. So, VA Star, I hope that answers your question, though I strongly think you asked that just to hear me talk about my muscle milk boobs. Is that it? Please, please, please tell me that is all of it.
Yep, that's all of them.
Woohoo! Yeah! Woohoo! It's over! It's finally over! I can see nothing that can ruin this moment!
Thank you! Thank you all for making this AMA a great one! And if you like how this goes, we'll see about doing it again next year. Apologies for the reactions I've been having earlier, but I promise you that it won't happen again.
You can say that again. This was one really weird show, and you were acting as if you were holding back the world's largest shit.
Oh yeah, I'm holding something back, all right. Now that the show's over, you're expecting to get paid. Well, I am always a woman of my word, so here.
But it's only a dollar.
I know. Along with the 10 grand on top, the number of zeros you put after it is up to you. But remember, if you lose it, you're not going to get another one from me.
Now beat it!
I got the whole place to myself before any of my roommates come back, and all I want is to sit back, let myself loose, and take sweet, sweet solace in knowing it all hasn't gone to sh. I'll just have to do it here. Oh. And it was a good seat while it lasted.
What are you? Jeez. Oh my God, that's what's happening to you? You're not really going to...
Yes, I am, announcer boy. Since this morning, I'm so going to get who made that call. Fucker really has put me over the edge. Ooh. So unless you want biblical size squirt, get out now!
Fuck.
My stomach. But I can't stop.
Inside your nut, you crazy freak. Oh shit! Hey, watch it! What the fuck?
Not sorry.
Shit, I gotta get out of here. I don't wanna die, Rich.
Holy shit, it's Hoover Dam in here. I don't know how long until I... Oh! This is it. Yes! This is it!
Jesus, pussy, fucking... Christ!
Okay. It feels how good to let it all out. And welcome back, Six Pack. Ow! Well, almost. Anyway, to those who survived, I seriously do hope you enjoyed the show. Sorry for the mess, but... Huh? What's this? Oh, it's a question, and it's from... Corridor? Whatever. Well, since my announcer has stepped out, I guess I can answer this one personally. It asks, what is the most lewd act you have ever performed? Are you serious? It was everything I just did seconds ago! And I can tell you it was worth flooding this room. See you all next time. Now if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna pass out. Wait a minute! Oh no! Guess that wasn't it after all. Got a sexy aftershock and it's a big one. Hold on, I got another one coming!
I'm
alive! I'm covered in thick lady spooge, but I'm alive!
And best of all, I'm filthy, stinking rich.
Oh no! Where'd it go? Shit!
Ha 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 ha